Marvel Talks listeners. We're back for a sixth episode. This may be one of the last ones for this opposed season that we've been doing. I will not be in town next week, which okay. I forgot to mention to you, so...
I might not be either.
Okay, so this will maybe be our last one for a while. Probably like September-ish?
Yeah, probably. It's looking that way.
Cool.
Unless I can make it out here. Sometimes, but I don't know.
Yeah, so hopefully by then we'll have a ton more news to go over, lots more updates in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, both extended with all the new characters and X-Men and stuff. So today we have only a few things. We wanted to keep it kind of brief today, but we wanted to talk about Comic-Con, the Russo Brothers announcement, the recent announcement from today that Thor 4 will be happening, some Spider-Man and some X-Men, which I guess...
We have time for X-Men,
yeah. Which kind of all corresponds pretty well together. So, Comic-Con is this weekend. Is it Friday? I think it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. At which, hopefully, we get a lot of big news. And one, the other thing that I wanted to share that I keep forgetting to share is that I have seen the third season of Jessica Jones. If you're into that show, I think you'll be kind of pleased how they went. Do you know much about Jessica Jones?
I haven't watched it yet. I've read the synopsis for... this was season 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I've read the synopsis for the first 2 seasons, but I'll probably get into it pretty soon. Start watching all the Netflix shows.
So this season, I think, was definitely more... I thought it was pretty well written, because there was a lot of character development with both Jessica and Trish Walker and the villain.
Trish is the girl who just became a superhero, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
She becomes Hellcat.
Gotcha.
And they, I think they actually threw that name out in the season at a point. She put on the iconic costume, thought it was ridiculous, so...
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought it looked like... Some of the outfits she tried were okay, but it was kind of like in her making of, like, it was like the superhero montage, kind of.
Oh.
And so she tried it on, like, it looked okay. Definitely wouldn't have helped her the way the season was going. But so she stuck with a more incognito look, which worked. But definitely character development on her part. And they mentioned the raft in season 3.
The raft?
Yeah.
What's the raft?
So that's the prison that was first shown in Civil War.
Got his powers?
No, the Civil War prison in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's reference to, like, the comics and to,
mm-hmm.
like, the animated series, like, the
yeah.
Avengers animated series, where S.H.I.E.L.D. has all these... or the government has all these prisons in these weird places.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Because I know in the Civil War comic that there is 2 dimensions to it. So there was the, like, well, maybe just one dimension, other dimension, because, like, they would take them to the Earth side, then they'd put more dangerous criminals in the other dimension, in the raft.
Gotcha.
So, but the raft was mentioned. The Avengers were not. Like, there was no reference to any, like, cinematic universe, really. Other than the raft.
Yeah, they haven't really made references to the Avengers since the 2012 event, New York event.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like the Netflix series has really been kind of separate from the movies, where Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is more closely related.
Yeah.
But then those Netflix shows are really kind of their own thing, and they're really intertwined with each other, but kind of distant from the movies, if
right.
that makes sense.
Did you hear about the press... Or what Kevin Feige said about the Netflix seasons?
No, what's going to happen with them?
So, I mean, a lot of people have asked, like, when are we going to see Defenders crossover with, like, the MCU? And he said, we definitely want, like, to the extent of, like, we definitely want to, and we do have access to those characters now, but we're going to wait till, like, the Netflix contract is up, so then we can take those characters and use them how we want.
Yeah, they'll probably move... I think the whole ending the contract with Netflix is so that they can move those to their new streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'll have some type of crossover. Like, I think those, when they add it to their streaming service, I think that those series will be more closely intertwined with the movies.
Yeah.
Then
we'd probably be more likely to see them just cross over on those other originals, like with Falcon and Winter Soldier and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, except those are more miniseries. Do you think that with the
when they
move the series to the Disney streaming service, do you think they'll make them more like miniseries similar to?
I think so, because like the way I see a miniseries is like 8 episodes, which is what like Stranger Things did. But I don't know. They could be like longer 8 episodes, or they might just do like 5 or 6.
Well,
hopefully not.
I think the reason why these newer shows coming out are referred to as miniseries is I think they're only going to be a season long. I think Falcon and Winter Soldier is only going to be a season, and Loki will probably only be a season long. Just because, I mean, those actors, they cost a lot of money to have a ongoing show and continually having those Hollywood, those, what are they called? A-list actors.
Yeah.
Having them on a TV series, I don't know if they'd be able to afford that.
Yeah.
So.
Which is kind of sad, because I think it'd be cool to just see any, like, any and all characters just kind of mixed together.
Yeah.
Which is what Marvel has the liberty to do now, but they won't do it.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out with Comic-Con, we'll find out what's going to happen with the, exactly what's going to happen with the Netflix characters.
Hopefully, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, and what's going to happen with the streaming service? If they really are going to only be a season long or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was watching some videos the other day. So you've seen Far From Home, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You saw it, like, the day before me. So the new building that's coming, right? The new building that kind of replaced Stark Tower.
Well, yeah, it was Stark Tower, Avengers Tower, and then weren't you saying that it's going to be the Osborn?
So, I had a thought, because I started watching Fantastic Four the other night. What if it's Victor Von Doom's building?
Or if it becomes a Fantastic Four?
I don't know if it'd be Fantastic Four.
Instead of the Avengers, it's
because,
the Four symbol.
I mean, you have to think about, like, I mean, this, the way I thought about it was, it has to be somebody with incredible amounts of resources and money. And Norman Osborn is definitely one of those people. I think Victor Von Doom would also be one of those people. And Reed Richards, maybe, but, like, in the comics, he's more of a scientist, more of an explorer. Like, he did go to MIT, but I don't necessarily think it'd be a Fantastic Four building. So I think it's either Oscorp or Von Doom.
Or it could be something that's a cover for... the Illuminati. Could be where the Illuminati meets, and it could be one of those scientists buying it out.
Black Panther bought it without anybody knowing.
Well, that's another thought too. You're talking about Von Doom. I mean, Von Doom, it's not like the movies where he's in New York City, because he's actually a dictator of another country.
Like Latvia?
And so, yeah, I think so. Or something. Is it an actual country?
Maybe not.
Yeah, I can't remember.
There's Latvia or somewhere, kind of somewhere in that area, like that Adriatic area.
Yeah.
But
if it's like where Black Panther, he turned that apartment building into like a, what is it?
Oh yeah, like a research center.
Yeah. What if it's Victor Von Doom's doing the same thing, but with his?
Could be.
Made up country, or if it is a made up country.
Could be. What was it? Latveria.
Yeah, isn't that made up?
Yes. Latveria is... Latvia is not. That is a real place.
Yeah, Latvia is a real place.
But that was just kind of an interesting thought that I had, because I thought, what if it's Von Doom that bought the building?
What if they make him out to be a superhero, like Black Panther, and then... It could be what they did with Mysterio, except done better. And that's what I really want to see with... I don't know if Marvel has done this yet, where... I want to see where they... create someone who's kind of a not like Guardians of the Galaxy, but like an anti-hero where it's someone trying to be a superhero, but they have different motives. Like what they did with Punisher or Daredevil. More so Punisher. But I want to see that in the movies. And I feel like they've tried to do that, but they haven't done a good job. Like in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they had Talbot turn into
Graviton.
And they could have done they started to do a really good job where he's trying to be a hero, but then they made him do all these like terrible stuff. I wish they had
too soon.
I wish they made it more like psychological, like more like or more philosophical, where he has different motives of getting things done rather than
because he had like four people inside of him basically.
Yeah, I mean it was such a like I love that actor Talbot, and I think they could have done a really good job making him a superhero, but I feel like they just got lazy and they just all of a sudden turned him from a hero into a villain. And it was kind of weird. Like, all of a sudden, he was crashing his spaceship into buildings.
Yeah.
And it wasn't
And, like, he
well
made that
deserved.
Fall really fast in the show, too.
Really fast. I wish they kind of let that breathe more. Maybe ended the season with him as a hero or become a hero. And then waited until the next season for him to do that. And that's really, like, in the animated series, I thought they did a good job. Or a better job of having those anti-heroes, people who seem to be heroes, but then they end up becoming a villain to the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
And Mysterio, they could have done that, where Mysterio in Far From Home, this is a spoiler, guys. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Can I do that?
Yeah, the spoiler ban's been lifted for that movie, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen at your own risk. We'll at least say that.
But Mysterio, I mean, he kind of became an Avenger. I mean, Nick Fury,
yeah.
Who's actually a Skrull, invited him. I'm totally spoiling this. I'm giving every spoiler.
It's okay. Hopefully that if people listen to this, they will have already seen him.
Hopefully, yeah. But he invited him to meet up. He kind of made him an Avenger. But then, really, he was just this totally bad guy. And I thought that Mysterio's character arc was kind of lame.
Yeah, it was a little.
I think they could have done a
better
job.
Wasn't really what
I
was expecting.
I was expecting them to execute better. Like I think they did a really good job at executing Vulture, where he was
mm-hmm.
this Breaking Bad character.
Yeah.
I think they could have done that for Mysterio, and I was disappointed.
I wonder if they were trying to do the same thing with Mysterio, but then they're like, oh, let's bring some people back in from the other movies and make it more of a collective team.
I like the team thing. I just wish they didn't take forever to like explain it. Like they didn't even need to explain it.
No, they didn't.
Like I hate villain speeches, and I know that's a comic book thing, and we see that in a lot of like Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah.
And that's what these movies are based on, but I wish they'd find a way to do without. Just because film is about showing and not telling, and I wish Marvel would finesse that a little bit more, perfect that a little bit.
Good point. But yeah, so I think if they did do that with Von Doom, they could be opening the door for Dark Avengers.
What's the Dark Avengers?
So Dark Avengers is Norman Osborn is the Iron Patriot, where it's like I can't remember who else is in there, but I know that him for sure.
What?
Yeah.
But he's the Green Goblin. Are they anti-heroes?
More so, yeah. Like I think for a while in the comics, and don't quote me on this because I don't know him very well, but Norman Osborn is Iron Patriot, and there's like some other villains in there who are the heroes, and they're heroes for a while, but then they turn for like where their true nature lies. And
is it an alternate universe?
I don't know. I can't tell you that. I don't know much about it, but
I can't see when in the normal timeline that could happen, you know?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But there's a lot of rumors floating around that Dark Avengers could be a possible thing.
Seems like too much. I think they should wait until this multiverse is more established and put that in a different universe. But yeah, I mean it would be too much. I mean they already kind of introduced the next Avengers and the new Avengers
and even possibly some young Avengers.
Well, yeah, that would be the next Avengers.
That seems more likely than Dark Avengers.
Yeah.
But and if they if they include Norman Osborn, then they have the potential for Dark Avengers, I think.
I'd rather see him as the Green Goblin.
Yeah. But there's also a Thunderbolts possibility also. So an Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Well, there's Thunderbolt. Isn't Thunderbolt the...
That's more an anti-hero group.
What's the name of the guy who... The king of the Inhumans?
Black Bolt.
Black Bolt. Okay, Thunderbolts.
Yeah, so Thunderbolts is a little different. It's more of anti-heroes. It's like the leader... I guess you probably put Green Goblin in there, but no, I think they're more villains. I think they're villains who like try to save certain things just with different methods. And I'm not a pro on this topic, whereas since I brought it up, I feel like I should be, but I don't know a lot about it.
Thinking of Pride from
Runaways.
Runaways, even though that was kind of poorly executed.
Yeah.
I think they could have done better with that story.
Okay. I'm going to pull this up so then I can tell you who's in the Thunderbolts. Oh, come on. Bases, the Raft, the Cube, Mountain. Let's see. Members. Here we go. What? Oh, my word. Let's see. So... There's Atlas or Goliath, Citizen V, so Helmet Zemo, Mach 1, Mach 2, Mach 3, Mach 4, Mach 5, Mach 6, I don't know what those, Songbird is more of a anti-hero, Techno, Ogre Fixer, Hawkeye, Jolt, Charcoal, Ogre, so I think it's more, it's kind of like Legends of Tomorrow, where they have a rolling roster. They start with the original.
With any superhero team.
Yeah, I guess that's
really?
True. But there are a lot of people that I don't recognize. Nighthawk I kind of recognize because he's in one of the movie, the animated series. Green Goblin. Venom, but it's Mac Gargan instead of Eddie Brock. So yeah, Ant-Man, Eric O'Grady, Yelena Belova. So it's has a very large roster. Juggernaut, Crossbones, main thing. So, I don't know a lot about it, but I think the Thunderbolts is the group that Sonny Birch was working for in Ant-Man and the Wasp. Do you remember that?
Oh, is that where she tried to get the tech?
Yeah, she tried to get it from Sonny Birch, and he was like, the people I work for don't take no for an answer. So, that's kind of been a running question, is like, who are the people that he's working for?
So you think we'll get a Thunderbolts announcement?
I kind of think so.
I think it'll happen in the movies. I don't think it's something that's big enough for them to announce. But I don't think there's enough excitement for... Because
there is... who is it? I need to see who I'm following on Twitter. I don't use Twitter a lot, but only for like when I need to know stuff. Like Marvel stuff. So Roger Wardell, he tweeted, oh wow, there's more stuff about like characters that Marvel's not done with. And he predicted, I think he has like a source in Marvel. So he said, don't worry, Marvel still has big plans for Zemo, Ghost, Justin Hammer, General Ross, and the Abomination. So I think that's like...
Is he allowed to post that?
I don't know. He posted that on December 5th. 2018.
Nothing about... Did you mention Red Skull? Did he mention Red Skull?
Red Skull? No. They said the leader is being discussed to return as the main villain of Thunderbolts, which is being planned as a trilogy. So I think we will get an announcement of Thunderbolts, Doctor Strange 2, and have you heard about the Guardians of the Galaxy 3 stuff?
No.
So Rocket's creator is the High Evolutionary. Drax is in for a big surprise when he discovers his daughter is alive. Rocket also gets a love interest in the form of Lila.
Wait, how is he posting all this?
I don't know.
He can't do that. Does he work for them?
Maybe. I really don't know. And he says Nebula and Star-Lord will grow into closer friends. And then, just like in May, So that was in beginning of May, end of May, said there are no plans to add Deadpool in an MCU Spider-Man 3, but Sony desperately wants Tom Hardy's Venom in this movie. Deadpool had his own movies, but never showed up in the main X-Men films. Will be for the same for the MCU.
Dude, I think this guy's just BSing.
I don't know.
Dude, how'd you find this guy?
He has been quoted on a lot of things. So
has
like,
he been right?
Yeah. Before Endgame was released, he said Stanley's cameo in Avengers 4 is at a 1970s car show. So it was not a car show, but it was in the 70s.
And he was in a car.
Also, Brock Rumlow and Jack Rollins return in Avengers 4 in a recreation-style scene of the famous elevator scene in Winter Soldier. But there's a major difference in this one. And that was December of 18. So, he must have a source.
So, is he... Can you find out more about this guy?
I don't know. Like, it just says, join December 2018. He has no pictures.
Or just some journalist, some guy that's... Or not journalist.
Just a really good
someone
one.
That's able to... get a lot of information. It's
so
interesting.
It also says, Fantastic Four rumor that's going around is totally false. They have enough on their plate already. So, the building in Spider-Man Far From Home probably isn't a Fantastic Four related building, but he's been wrong on some posts.
Yeah, but he definitely has a good source. I think he definitely
has a good solid source. And he said, Marvel is a big fan of David Morrissey and are considering multiple roles for him for Phase 4. So, also, The Rock's Marvel role is just another Vin Diesel situation trying to build hype to get a meeting with Marvel. The Rock. If anything, I think he might just be a voice in, like, The Eternals.
You think he's going to be, like, the Eternals version of Groot?
Maybe.
Interesting.
Because I know for a while, Vin Diesel was like, I would love to like play Black Bolt, or voice Black Bolt. And when he was already in as Groot.
I like the guy, I know Inhumans is kind of like Runaways, and it feels, and that, when you watch it, it feels very, what's the word?
Innocent?
No, it's amateur.
Amateur.
Like, it's like,
works.
Yeah, I'm watching this to keep up with Marvel, but this is really bad, you know?
Yeah.
And, but I did like the Black Bolt actor that they had.
Yeah, Anson Mount. He was in a show called Hell on Wheels. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
It was an AMC show about the Transcontinental Railroad. He did really well in that show.
But I think that's the best that they did. I think they got a perfect actor for Black Bolt.
Yeah.
And so I'd like to see him in the movies. She wasn't the best actor.
No, but... I mean, for what they did for Inhumans, I felt like they had most of the right actors. I feel like Maximus should have been somebody a little bit more well known of being devious.
Wasn't it like a Game of Thrones guy or something?
I don't know, maybe.
I don't remember being too impressed with him. He was kind of weak.
Yeah,
he was just kind of a baby.
Yeah, so I mean, I wasn't a huge fan of that casting choice because I had never heard of him before.
Yeah, I thought he'd do better.
Yeah,
I thought that villain would be better. So,
well, look at that. Russo Brothers tweeted 11 a.m. for this week at Comic Con.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah.
With their post?
Yep. So that's not their first post either. Their first post was kind of the same thing, just a black background, yellow font of the date. I think being the 19th, was that right?
Is it the day of Comic-Con, or...?
Yeah, so it's the day Comic-Con is on.
So they're just giving information.
Oh, yeah, see, look at this.
All the text has to do with when their panel is.
Yeah, so the 19th, they first posted the date, 7/19 of 19, 11 a.m., then Hall H.
Yeah, except the one with the... Oh, no, go ahead, I'll let you...
No, go for it.
The one with the date, so it just shows the date, but it's audio from the past Comic-Con, where one of the Russo Brothers is telling the audience that they're going to get a clip.
From Infinity War.
For Infinity War. And then, so I guess that would have been two Comic-Cons ago.
Mm-hmm.
No, last year.
No, not last. They didn't go last year.
Okay, the year before.
So yeah, 2017.
And then the one that says 11 o'clock a.m., it's audio from the Community. And...
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Wait,
so,
this is
yeah,
the first time
11 o'clock a.m. is audio from the Community, and the one that says Hall H, it's audio from Arrested Development. So I think we're going to get...
maybe like a new series from them or something.
I think, yeah. I think we're going to get a clip of a new Marvel movie that they're working on, they've been secretly working on. It's like one of the Fox ones, like X-Men or something. Wishful thinking, probably. But,
Secret Invasion.
Yeah.
Calling it.
I think we're going to get a Community movie and then another season of Arrested Development.
Have you seen Community?
I've watched a few episodes, a few of the early.
Oh my gosh, that show is so funny. How can you be at college and not have seen a show about a community college? Come on, man.
I don't go to a community college.
Well, I know, but you're at college. I'll just say this, that their paintball episodes are amazing. They are so funny. Oh boy, this is good.
It's probably where the Russo brothers learned how to write action.
Yeah, probably. But it's funny because, like, sorry if you couldn't really hear me, but, for one of them, it kind of followed the pattern of Star Wars, where it kind of started as, like, a dictatorship taking over, but then, like, there's a second part to it where they kind of rose up as a rebellion. So, and it's dang funny. It has Donald Glover in it.
Yeah, I saw that he was in it.
Super funny.
I like him.
And almost everybody has made cameos in the Marvel movies. Donald Glover was in it. Abed was in Captain America 2. Yvette Nicole Brown was in Endgame. I don't know if anybody was in Infinity War. But then, like, the Dean, he was in Civil War also. So, but if you see it, then you'll understand if you've seen it. If not,
it's kind of like Friends. They've had a lot of people that are in the MCU now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, they had Jon Favreau.
That doesn't surprise
Monica.
Me.
The Ant-Man guy.
Paul Rudd.
He's
also
TV.
In Parks and Rec.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Huh. Gotta check it out then.
Yeah, he's like a complete buffoon in Parks and Rec. He's super stupid.
He's kind of weird in Friends. That's why he's dating Phoebe. Yeah, so you think they're also going to talk about Thor 4 at Comic-Con?
Maybe a little. I don't think that's what their new goal is. I mean, I think it'll be on their new slate, but I don't think they'll talk about that a lot. Like I told you before, I think they're going to announce something huge and bring out Keanu Reeves and announce him as a new character.
Be good as Doctor Doom.
I could see Doctor Doom.
Yeah.
Okay, so... That's kind of our little rant for today. I'm super stoked to see what happens at Comic-Con. I mean, I'll be probably finishing tests when that stuff's happening. But yeah, so that's my excitement. That's my theories, I guess. Any other theories, Ryan?
No, I really don't know what to expect, so I'm excited. Excited to see what they post during. I mean, I won't actually be at the event, but I think with Marvel, I think they're pretty good at posting their stuff on social media after they're announced.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for that.
Yeah, we should go to Salt Lake Comic Con when it happens next.
Oh, that'd be fun. That'd be so fun.
San Diego's really far away, but Salt Lake's
probably
like 3 hours
too, right?
Yeah. Oh,
that's like the biggest.
Yeah.
Comic convention.
And now it's like even bigger because of Hall H and all the comic stuff that's happening. Because
the Russo brothers are there.
Yeah. Seriously. Alright, well, we'll wrap it up for today and we will catch back up with a lot more Marvel news when we start back up. If being our last episode for a while, it wasn't that big of a episode or a topic. It is what it is. Ryan, will you please do us the honor of singing us a newer jingle?
What have I sung already?
I don't know. I think you're like, Marvel Ducks. Marvel Ducks. You don't have to.
I don't think I did that.
Okay, whatever. You don't need to. We'll just Marvel Ducks. Yep, there we go. See? There's a newer jingle. We'll have one of those down next time. Performed by Ryan. Every time.
Yeah.
Especially like that. Alright, thanks for listening, and catch us in the fall or September-ish.
Catch us on the flippity flip.
Yeah, flippity flip
we'll
side.
We'll see you in the fall, guys.
Alright, thanks for listening.